Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, Adam and Dean were the ones sharing the message, and so I wanted to just share something that I've been reading this past week that brought me some joy. It's found in Revelation chapter 21. In context, the Apostle John has been sent to the island of Patmos, and he has a vision where the Lord appears to him. In verse 12, it says this, "And then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning, I saw seven gold lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a long robe, and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white, like white wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in the furnace, and his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand he held the seven stars. From his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and with his face was like the sun shining in full strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, 'Fear not, I am the first and the last, and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and of Hades.'" And then he tells him to write down the things that he's going to share in the vision of Revelation. You know, when I read scripture, oftentimes I try to imagine what would happen if I was there, if I was watching that scenario, if I had been in John's shoes. And the description he tries to give of Christ is pretty amazing. And when you think about it, John knew Jesus. They were tight. John was with Jesus for 3.5 years of his ministry. He was so close to him that Jesus actually asked, like, had him and Peter and his brother James up on the Mountain of Transfiguration, where he saw Jesus kind of with his flesh not on, saw him in his glorified state. And more so, when Jesus was on the cross, he looked at his mom and said, "Woman, behold thy son," pointing to John, in a basic reference saying, "Hey, John, take care of my mom. You know, mom, look to John, he's going to take care of you." I mean, it's an amazing relationship that John had with Jesus. And yet in that moment, he falls down as though dead. He doesn't recognize Jesus. That's something. And I love how Jesus responds, and he puts his hand on him and says, "This is who I am. I'm the first and the last. I'm the one who was dead and now I'm alive. I hold the keys to everything." You know, I think about that, and I think I would be terrified too. But Jesus said, don't be afraid. I think that's an important message that we need to remember now, that Jesus is very much alive, and no matter what's happening in our life, no matter what circumstances are changing around us, no matter what the future holds, that Jesus is in charge. He holds the keys to everything. He is powerful. His voice is like the rushing sound of a rushing torrent of water. His mouth has a two-edged sword, means he holds all truth. He's powerful, and he's alive, meaning we are not alone, that we don't have to face this world and the tribulation of this world by ourselves, and he has a plan. You know, recently I was reading on some social media with some old friends of mine who were lamenting about the fears facing the future right now. And I just had to remind them that, you know, if the disciples on the night of the arrest of Jesus, if we could go back and look at them or hang with them on that night, we would have seen them just full of turmoil and fear, just like we may feel even right now. But God had a plan. And Jesus, 3 days later, appeared to them. And in the same way, God has a plan with everything that's happening in our world, in every situation. No matter the sickness, no matter the job loss, no matter the circumstances, he has a plan and he's carrying it out. We simply trust in him. As much of a struggle as that is, I believe that's the essence of our relationship with God. Will we trust in him above ourselves? So when we look around the world and we can't control the environment, it just forces us to come to that realization, is that he wants our trust and we need to place our trust in him. And I assure you, if we saw Jesus in all of his glory, we would have the same feeling John had. But that's the beauty. Someday we will, and he will come back. Lord, I thank you so much that you're a God who cares about us, and you have a plan, and you are going to use all of this. And even in the midst of uncontrolled circumstances on our mind, you're never out of control. God, help us to place our trust in you. Use this time in our life for a purpose to teach us to trust in you. I pray, Lord, you would use it in our lives and through our lives. God, your kingdom come and your will be done. Use anything you can and everything that you can and all of us in such a way that your kingdom would advance. We ask that in your son's holy name. Just take a second wherever you're at and think about wherever you're struggling, wherever your fears are, and just place them in the Lord's hands. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.